Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Taree, and I have my friend Carrie on here, and she's wonderful, okay? And she's been, you know, she's got this, I'm going to say it like this. I think all people are a little magical. I think women especially can be magical, and or the feminine energy, so men and women both have that. And she, I know Carrie's been finding her passion and developing it. But aromatherapy has intrigued her for years, or intrigued her for a period of time. And so now she's studying it. And I was just saying, hey, is there herbs to help you lose weight? Or is there aromatherapy, a scent? I need that one. Or is there a scent that helps you to attract love and money? And, you know, because everybody can't have too much love or too much money. You know, and Carrie's going to talk to us about aromatherapy tonight and what we can do, some basic things I think that we can start right away. But before you do that, give us a little bit of insight. What made you choose aromatherapy as a vehicle you'd like to explore, you know, in spirituality, metaphysics? You were drawn to it, or because I think that's a cool story too, how you got it.
Yeah, I was definitely drawn to it, and there was somebody that was offering like an online, you know, like a class about it. And I'm like, you know what? It was only two nights and it wasn't too long and it wasn't too much money. So I was like, you know what? This is perfect for me to get started. So I really didn't know too much about it other than like a basic lavender oil, which is something I have always had for a long time just with having kids.
Sure.
But I always felt like I was definitely interested, but I really didn't know where to start or what to do. So I took this class, and, you know, I learned a couple of things, and I started to use some of the things, the tools that I was taught. You know, you can buy essential oils from, like, a health food store, or you can order them online. So,
right.
You know, it's not difficult. By me, I have Whole Foods. I know they're not everywhere, but I'm sure there's a lot of health food stores that have different oils. And they usually have, like, most popular, you know, oils, I guess, that people use. So people, you know, do different things with oils. Like, you have to be careful, and you have to know, you know, if somebody is, like, super sensitive, not all of them you would use on your skin or in a bath. You know, you kind of have to know which oil you would do what with. But, like, for example, I love the smell of lavender, and my kids actually like it now.
Wow.
I actually use that in a bath I have a little bit of a cold, with Epsom salt.
I'm right there with
and
you.
And that's supposed to be really good for you. It's supposed to, you know, it also could clear your energy, relaxes you, and that's okay, you know, to put in the bath water with you. And also, so sometimes people use different oils to take baths for different reasons, you know, of things that you're looking for or, you know, want to meditate on or anything like that. And people also use diffusers. There's all different types of diffusers. There's some at health food stores. The one that I actually purchased, I just have, like, a lot of kids and stuff like that in my house, and I didn't want anybody with touch anything they weren't supposed to. The one that I got, I actually got from Sharper Image, and it really wasn't too expensive. And this one, you could actually put on a special timer where it goes for 21 hours, and it goes on and off intermittently. So it's kind of nice. Like, in my kitchen, I have lavender on now. And, you know, it just goes on and off. So, you know, when you pass that area, it's kind of calming to go upstairs. And I also use the lavender, like, you can put it on a piece of cotton or a tissue and put it in a pillowcase. It's nice to fall asleep with. And, you know, also for my kids, I do that too. And that I really like. So lavender is a favorite of mine.
Is lavender a calming, though? I'm assuming that it's calming.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. Because
yeah,
I put it on my dog's
calming.
Paws. Yeah,
You put,
okay.
Yeah. I, you know what? I put it on my dog's pillow bed, and my dog does not like it. He would not sleep upstairs for a week. I felt horrible. I kept sleeping on the couch. I'm like, this is super sensitive. Like, you know, like, you always start off little. Like, I wouldn't put any on anybody's skin or anything like that, I would first, like, smell it, get used to it, put it on a tissue, smell it, like, instead of, like, you know, just in case somebody has, like, an allergy or is super sensitive. You never know. But there's all different kinds of things. Sometimes you can also put essential oils on candles. You could do, like, little rituals, like, you know, for different purposes. Like, for example, what do people want to attract? People want to attract money. That's a big thing. So they say basil oil is supposed to be a really amazing attractor for money and finances. So there's a couple of things you could do. I don't have all the oils. Like, I'm just kind of starting my collection up. But you can actually go to the supermarket, which you can get, you know, fresh basil, and you can put it in a glass of water for 24 hours, and you could use that. Sometimes people say you can, like, wipe down your kitchen counters and think of, like, money coming your way, being really positive about money. Some people take take the basil, put it on, like, a blank check or a photocopy of a check, or, mm-hmm. you know, write down on a piece of paper an amount of money that you would like to attract, put it in your wallet with the basil. So the
That's
basil
really
also
neat.
Attracts, yeah, basil attracts money. So there's different things, like nutmeg is supposed to be super amazing for intuition and psychic ability. But I think that's very sensitive on your skin. So, you know, like I said, each one you'd have to really kind of read about and know what you can do with what. You can also put another one for attracting different things, money, for attracting love, is patchouli oil. And that you can actually even put, like, on a different color candle. Like, if you have a candle lit in your house, then you can put, like, a drop or two in the candle, and, you know, it will smell like the oils. You could do meditations to that. You could put them on candles, put them on tissues, just to start. And sometimes, you know, people put it, a little thing on their clothing, in your purse, in your car, you know, just to kind of remind you. And, you know, it could definitely enhance different things in your life.
I like that. So you're saying patchouli, is there like a basic 5 oils or basic 10 oils? I don't know if I'm asking a dumb question or not, but I like aromatherapy and a little bit, but you know a lot more than me. Is there like a basic set of oils that you would recommend, or I get patchouli? And then
I think the most popular would be like there's
lavender.
A couple of other ones like rose oil.
Mm-hmm.
Rose oil is very good for attracting love. Also jasmine, nutmeg, the lavender, the patchouli. Like, those are the ones that I would kind of start with.
Okay.
In a collection. Yeah, like some of them are even like they've been used in like ancient times for all different kinds of stuff, for like aphrodisiacs, for baths, for your hair, for attracting all different kinds of things, antiseptic-wise, like for health, you know, all different kinds of things, inflammation.
Wow.
You know, even the patchouli oil does have a, you know, it has a clean scent, like in my, according to my dose, it has like a, you know, an antiseptic type of scent that I've noticed. At first I was like, oh, it was really strong. And now, like, the more I use it, the more I seem to really like it.
So let me get this from you. So you were saying you use Epsom salt, I think you said Epsom salt, and then lavender oil together to cleanse the energy and to relax you and to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, cool. And you use it on your son.
That you can use to relax you. Like, even just sitting in there for 10 minutes can completely, like, change and replenish your energy.
Cool. I like that. And you use it on you've got children, and you use it on your son, right? And what happened with him? Because I know he's got tons of energy.
I did.
Yeah, right?
I had a son, and he was not in such a great way. And I had the oil. I think I was going upstairs, and I just, like, his back was to me, and I just put a couple drops on him, and he didn't even know it. And then he was super calm, and then he went right to bed so nicely. I was like, oh, this is nice. And the other, And I told him the next day, and he's like, "You did? You put that on me?" And I said, "Yeah, I did. I said, I put it on you." And he's like, "I love that stuff." He's like, "I have it before." It was just really funny. It was cute.
Yeah, I like that too.
But both my kids, both my kids enjoy it.
All right, and that's good. And so, rose oil and jasmine are great for love. So, would you use that on your heart chakra? Would you use that? Would you put that in your bath oil if you wanted to attract love? Would you put it in your pillow? As I know, rose quartz we put under a pillow if you're into crystals. So, something like that. If somebody wanted to go buy some rose oil, because they're not expensive. I was checking them out the other day. Because I got a diffuser. So what would you do? What's a good way to attract love?
You could do like a meditation where you could put it on like a candle. Like, you know, you could put it on a white candle. You could put it on, when I see the heart chakra, I think of green. So maybe I would do a green candle. Like,
right.
You don't have, you know, you could really put it on any candle and kind of visualize what you want, but you know, you could definitely do a nice meditation to that, put it on a candle and light the candle and put a couple of drops in that. You could get the diffuser and you could have that, you know, fill up the space where you kind of are relaxing and hanging out, and you know, think positive thoughts about yourself and relationship and love and what you want to attract.
Right.
That's a good way to do it also.
Listen, here's the deal, too. I want to ask you this. Is there one that will help you have great sex? That's one. Tell me if that one's right.
Well, they said no. There's a couple that are, like, the, you know, expensive, like the jasmine. There's one that's, like, really expensive, and I believe that's the jasmine. I don't know if that's because of the way that it's made or... but they say that I think, is the most potent for, attracting love and that kind of stuff, and was used in ancient times also. But there's, if you look, you know, even online, like, there's different things that you can combine together to make your own mixture and do different things with it. So it depends. Like, you could, like, some people put different scents together, like almost like the oranges with the jasmine and almond oil, you know, that kind of stuff, like where you'd have to make your own mix. They do sell things that are already mixed if somebody does, you know, prefers to kind of already have it done and made. I'm sure you could find something online. But if it's something like you're going to start with and you're really interested in, I would just start with a basic few and just do very simple things, like use the diffuser, use a cotton ball, or put it on a candle. You know, that's where I would start if you're just beginning.
That's cool. And so you can use it to enhance your psychic ability. Would you put it on your third eye? That would be good. Or on your chakra? Huh. You could do that, right?
They say is very good for that. And, you know, some of them carry over, can do, have multiple meanings. Like the patchouli oil, too, is really popular. Like some people
that's
put it
cool.
behind your ears to attract
love. Right.
You know, then again, like if you're just starting, you would maybe just start with just smelling it, making sure you're okay with the scent, because it's a very strong, it starts off very strong, because I did it, I put it behind my ears, it starts off very, very strong, and then it goes a little bit faint. But they say that's also an aphrodisiac also, the patchouli oil.
I gotcha. The other thing too is, you know, so you're saying lighting the candles, setting up a ceremony of candles, you know, whatever one, like green or white or white candle, I think you can use it with anything, and putting the oils on the candle. Okay. And then, wow, that's good. So would you, and then you can put it on your body, right? You're saying behind your ears for
love. Some of them you can only put on your body, not all of them. Because some of them might burn a little bit. So you'd have to be careful and know which ones. You know, you can look up the definitions and the usage of,
Okay. And then how about using, so if you use the oil and then use the intention, I choose to attract love, which you're saying, okay? And then and then you're using a diffuser, so you've got your whole house or room or whatever surrounded with that kind of fragrance. and or that kind of scent. And then what if you use the angels with it, like the chamomile for love, and then, you know, for abundance would be Archangel Zachiel manifesting abundance. So you could do a lot with the angels and that. That's like a quadruple whoppy, right? You know, it's just like, you know, using three or four things versus just one. I think they all are powerful, right? But the aromatherapy is really strong. I'm going to tell you this. My dad was with me for Christmas, and he says, I really believe in aromatherapy. And my father is, you know, my dad is, he's like a guy. And he's all about going to church, you know, and I appreciate that about him. But he's like, yeah, I really believe in the aromatherapy. He goes, I wouldn't call it magic, but I'd call it aromatherapy. I go, okay, Dad. He's funny. But, you know, so it's got a lot of history with it, too, as well. So, and he's tell me that my grandfather used to use aromatherapy or, like, have plants that smelled a certain way. He said it would attract. He thought it would help him attract my family had still great grandfather and great still in North Carolina. So that he used to use a scent to help attract people to come. He really believes in that. And my father does. So I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, it's an old, ancient ritual is aromatherapy. So that's cool. Let me ask you a question. What do you hope to do with it yourself? Like, I know that this is intriguing to you and you're getting started with it and you've had some great experiences with it. But what is your goal here? To really educate people, to educate yourself, to help people see the value of it?
I mean, I definitely really love it. Like, I'd love to go beyond the two classes that I took and kind of actually put to use, like, some of the stuff that I've learned. So I really want to be able to incorporate it into my everyday type of stuff. You know, like, if I'm driving in the car, I'd like to be able to have, like, even if it's just, like, a little satchel in there or something that will make my car smell, if it's calming, if it's whatever it is that I feel like attracting, if I want to attract money, you know, I could just, you know, you just kind of, you know, put those thoughts and intentions into it. And I feel like it just enhances it and it reminds you, you know, the sense.
Okay.
So I think that that's, you know, that I think that it would be great for people to know. And, you know, I definitely do believe in miracles, and I believe in all kinds of miracles, small miracles, tiny miracles, big miracles, you know, and you know, for example, like the basil, like if I put this, I need $500 or I'm getting $500 and I put the basil and I put it in my purse and I get money, that would be wonderful. I actually thought of, when I first did it, I actually used the basil on my counters and I thought I really wanted to win on a scratch off. And I went out that week. And I actually went to a casino, which just happened to be, you know, that week that I was going to Mohegan Sun for a night, and I bought a scratch-off. And I actually won on a scratch-off. So, you know what? I attribute that to me being positive, me attracting. I feel like I attracted that.
I do, too. That's great. Anyway, so people's like, yeah, I'm going to go, what is that oil called? You basil oil, everybody. So basil oil attracts money.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you can wipe
great.
Your counters down, or you could, you know, put it in your purse or your wallet or put it where you keep your bills, you know, whatever amount that you want to attract. You know,
That's cool.
I think it's great to just, you know, it's just another tool to enhance some of the things that you'd like to attract in your life.
You know what I appreciate about it, because I put it on my countertops, right? And she told me what to do. I got like a great deal of business, you know, when I started doing that. And even now I was like, man, I'm booked solid for like the next 2 or 3 days. And I'm grateful for that. And, you know, my intention is to always be that way and put the basil on. And one of my neighbors came over. She goes, I didn't know you cooked. I'm like, shut up, because I don't. But it smells great, you know. And I was like, wow, it smells like I cook. I was like, attracting money, cooking. I said, boy. And I'm starting the new year off right. But I've done that. And then you told me about the patchouli, too, as well. So I'm using that in my pillows. And by the way, my dogs love it. So there's... just for people, you know, more sound. I put the lavender on their paws, you know what I mean, to keep them calm. And so, you know, those are some things that, you know, I've done myself, but you've taught me. So I appreciate it. And but I think aromatherapy is wonderful. I've used scents before and get to, you know, the oils, because they're so fresh and pure. Like, you know, a lot of times these fragrances are made with artificial stuff and you pay hundreds of dollars for them, but they're not real stuff. You know what I mean? So I know with the oils, they are real. The only thing is they don't last as long on your skin, you know, like in the diffuser. So you've got to bring it with you. Keep on reapplying every couple of hours.
Well, sometimes people put it like in the bottles where, you know, people make body sprays, people make all different kinds of things. So somebody can always carry it in their purse, or sometimes people use it for emotional issues, anxiety, depression,
right,
where, you know, you use something where it relaxes you, it calms your mind, it makes you feel better. So, you know, there's a lot of different things you can use it for. It's not just for attracting, you know, like I said, people use it for different health ailments and, you know, emotional, like kind of, you know, your whole well-being, spiritual, emotional, you know, your body, everything.
Cool. I like that. So you can use it for ailments. Because I had a client one time was using it for arthritis. So I just vaguely remember her telling me about it. But it's a powerful, powerful thing there. And look at you, winning the scratch-all ticket. I said, I'm going to use that, the basil. And it worked. So that's my little story about it. And so basil oil all over the countertops, rose oil behind your ears, or, you know, and lavender in your bathtub. You can be cool, calm, and collected. How about that? All right, so it's all good. Carrie, what's your next goal with the aromatherapy? Do you want to add in? I know because you're extremely psychic, but you want to add it into your practice, your spiritual practices with other people, and share with us as you're going along, right? Would that be good? You know, so pick the right oil.
Right. Yeah. No. Definitely. I want to learn more and be able to mix together, you know, the ones for different purposes and kind of become more familiar with it and, you know, use it definitely in my everyday life. So I will be able to, you know, help anybody that would be interested in that.
Cool. Well, thank you for the help you've given me and for us on the show tonight. And you guys, she's got some videos coming out and her and her little girl, her daughter is writing, and I got to send a letter to ask her to write a children's book for us. But Carrie is a great chef, a great cook, and I'm saying this, and now it's just a natural progression to use aromatherapy, I think, for you. But I'm excited about the future and what we're going to do and have some fun and make some money, have some fun, make a little money, doing what you love and loving what you do. So I know you're ready to get started with your new passion. Anyway,
Alrighty,
yeah, there you go. Well, everybody, and the loved one must work, because Carrie has got, as my grandma used to say, how many suitors do you have? You've got a couple right now that you're shooting from. the loved one works. Okay, so anyway, you guys, listen, you can always download the show 24/7, 365, and any other shows, actually, but this one, because I think there's some cool information in here. And our next show is going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m. And we've got someone that's going to, and I'm going to do this too, but not Thursday. She's going to do it on Thursday. That's going to talk about the year and what to expect for the year regarding some of our governmental issues and other issues that we have going on. But you guys, that's Thursday night. And, of course, Sunday we have our relationship show. And I put a great article, or a great, is, on facebook.com/angelcoaches about transformation and being, you know, not transformation, but being transparent in relationships. Is that not the hardest thing to do? I mean, you know, you can use aromatherapy, I think, will help, and everything helps. But bottom line is when you make that intention to be open and honest and transparent in any relationship, you can go from that. I know that's a big one for you, right? That's your passion, is to be with a guy who's going to be transparent and not hide anything. And so, yeah, yeah, Sue. That's you got Carrie is an amazing person with that. A lot of you guys are. So I wrote an article about it. Post it on Facebook. Let me know what you guys think. Please read it, and I think it will help us all. All right, everybody, you have a great now. Like us on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and we will see you Thursday night at 8 p.m. Thanks, Carrie, for your insight and your knowledge. I so appreciate it. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.